Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 12th day of July, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 86 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 90 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's going to be a warm one. And I have the AC on today. Ching, ching. Anyways, where are we at? What are we going to look at here first? Florida Rail Company laying off American workers, sending jobs to outsourcing firm. Oh, that's about fucking right for this country, ain't it? So that's what we want as a fucking people. That's what the majority of the motherfucking people that own this country, the American nationals, want, isn't it? Must be, because we're sitting here fucking letting it happen. We'll get into it when we get back. Uh-oh. That's not good. If we can get our board just disappeared. Laura. It's doing weird shit. It just did a little bit of fucking music. The board's gone. Did that. Is that an old screen?
Not that old. Pretty old, I guess. We didn't get a new one with the computer. I think
it's green now.
I don't see anything.
I know, but this is green.
I know. I turned it off and on again.
It was yellow before.
Yeah. Either the screen's gone or the computer.
Huh?
It's the screen, I think.
There's my cursor.
Oh,
just appeared. Oh, here it comes. There's blue.
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go. I forgot my pen. This is fucking bullshit.
What's the pen?
I don't have a fucking clue.
Remember. Okay. I don't remember the pen. Oh, there we go.
There's our board. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that was weird.
Password. Hey, you fucking kike. You ain't gonna do you no goddamn good when I get my fucking hands on you, is it, you son of a bitch? You think you're playing little fucking pussy kid games here? We'll see what kind of pussy games I fucking play. Anyways, guys, we'll be right back. Maybe. Because it still ain't gonna play.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story.
you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Hey, you know, when we take this fucking country back, and we're going to take this cocksucker back, we have no choice. But once we take this son of a bitch back, you know, I will hunt these motherfuckers down. I will hunt. Wait, somebody's on the phone here. Wait a minute, we don't have a call-in line. Well, I wonder what happened to that son of a bitch.
Yeah, it went out at the same time. No doubt.
That's all right, motherfucker.
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call HD.com. There are 4 participants in the conference. The recording has started. Please announce yourself.
As I was saying, you know, if I want to track down the motherfucker who did that, it absolutely can be done. And then I'm going to sit you down in a room, you little prick, motherfucking punk bitch motherfucker. And we're going to play with knives. And we'll see how you like playing with knives, you fucking little cocksucker. You fuck with my goddamn shit, you son of a bitches. You think I ain't taking note? Let's see what we got going on now. I'm saying something, Laura. What is it I need to say? Do we have a line yet? Well, we're getting on with this.
I can hear you, Henry.
Oh, good deal, man. The thing is, man. I want to go into. You want to like playing? I like playing too. I like playing with knives, motherfucker. I'll spend fucking 5 days fucking cutting your fucking ass all the fucking pieces, you fucking foreign cocksucker. You think you can fuck with my goddamn shit? Because you know, they're in another country. They started that shit when they broke up Ma Bell. Then pretty soon your server's in goddamn South Carolina. No, fuck, what are you talking about? You mean I can't go right down here to the goddamn local office and take care of fucking business? Oh, no, we're getting ready to fuck the shit out of you, and we don't want to have to get close to you because you might beat our fucking asses in. You cocksuckers have got it coming, and you're going to get it. Fucking, you're going to get it. You are going to fucking get it. You will pay for every act of treason. You will pay for every act of espionage. You will pay out the fucking ass. Anyway, Florida Rail Company laying off American workers, sending jobs to outsourcing. I wonder why you don't want to hear this shit. Why you don't want the shit fucking broadcast, huh? You afraid somebody might get some fucking gander up and stomp your fucking ass or burn your fucking asses out of this fucking country? You goddamn son of a bitch and backstabbing treasonous bastards. Most of them, they're not even goddamn American nationals. They're not even goddamn Americans. They're just goddamn international corporate scum-sucking fucking goddamn mobsters who need their fucking throats cut. Mobster. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The transportation company based in Jacksonville, Florida, is laying off its American information technology IT employees and sending the jobs to an India-based outsourcing firm. They are, and you're fucking letting them, aren't you? You IT workers ain't going to do shit. When fucking Trump was running, we told you what that motherfucker had in store for you with that H-1B fucking visa bullshit and that you were the next to go. We told you. You don't got Trump, man. I'm so smart. You fucking dead-headed, lazy, worthless son of a bitches. Not only aren't you smart, you're a bunch of fucking chicken shit cowards. You'll let this shit go. A goddamn coal miner. Barely making not even making enough to feed his family. Would fight with a billy club and a fucking pistol for his fucking job. You motherfuckers will lay down and roll over and they'll tell you, we're going to teach you how to get butt fucked. And that's going to be your new job, getting butt fucked by our fucking goddamn Jews. So get used to it, you fucking punks. We told you already. And IT, are you IT worker? I ain't scared of fucking one of you. You're a bunch of fucking cunts. I know you're cunts because I've seen your fucking goddamn action. So I ain't fucking got no problem with walking right up and calling you a cunt in a fucking crowd. I'll call you a cunt in church. Because that's what you fucking are. This month, CSX Corp announced it would be laying off about 137 of its Florida-based IT employees as part of a contract with India's outsourcing firm, Tata Consulting Services. How about you fucking burn their goddamn, burn them out, shoot them out of here? That's what your fucking grandfathers would have done. You try to take their fucking livelihood, try to starve their fucking children. At least they did not understand the fucking Bill of Rights as well as you do. But they sure fuck understood fucking the goddamn kitchen table. They understood the roof over their fucking head, and they understood the people who were trying to fucking enslave them. How many of them fucking worked themselves to death taking their coal out of the fucking mountain? Or he got a lease on that coal. He was a billionaire and he got a lease. He's from goddamn England over there. He's a lord over in England and he owns a coal mine and they own these coal. They all own all the resources on this, in your fucking country that you just fought and bled to fucking, get possession of. All he had to do was go suck some goddamn congressman's dick or bring him a little boy to play with. And fucking, oh, all of a sudden he's got a fucking contract. I didn't agree to no goddamn contract. I didn't agree to give up one fucking goddamn fucking dusty, that piece of dust to my fucking coal. Did you? Bessie, to some motherfucker like that? The coal already belonged to us. And they tried to make slaves out of our fucking grandfathers digging out their own fucking wealth and handing it over to the son of a bitches. That's capitalism for you. That's goddamn corporate capitalism, which makes it goddamn fascism, isn't it? Isn't that what it is? I'm talking to all you motherfuckers who try to tell me all my life, it's capitalism versus communism. It's capitalism. Fuck you. You knew better all along, you fucking piece of shit. And you fucking went along with it, you flaming fucking capitalist pig. You piece of fucking dog shit. You're gonna fucking answer for it. The executive said IT employees will be offered jobs at Tata. If they offer jobs, these fucking foreign cocksuckers are coming in here like they own the goddamn joint, and you're fucking letting them. At Tata, the move is part of a larger outsourcing, offshoring business model. Often laid off American workers are punted to outsourcing firms based in India. See, that they started that shit back when I was fucking young. That stuff where you go and you pay the fucking, you go, well, you're going to have to go to a job service. The only way you can get a job, we've set it up that way. The only way you can give a job or get a job is to go through the job service. And so for fucking 6 months, we get to take a part of your fucking goddamn wages. And you don't get a fucking full benefits. See, it's good for the fucking employer. And fuck, it's good for us Jew motherfuckers in the middle. It's just fuck for you fucking working stupid ass motherfucking Americans who ain't got the fucking balls to stand your ground. India only to have their pay and benefits drastically cut and eventually be laid off and replaced by H-1B foreign visa workers. Now, where did you okay this one HB-1 foreign visa fucking worker program with these cocksuckers coming out? I didn't do it. I'm an American fucking national. I am the authority in this fucking country. I did not fucking do it. Did you okay it? Did I okay it? Did any motherfucking American national in any fucking capacity okay it? They can't. They can't because it's given something away that can only be taken away through the due process of the law, outlined fucking as perfectly as anything can be outlined in the unalienable, unchangeable, the law that's going to put your ass in the ground of December 15, 1791, the law of we the people. And you fucking see, you IT workers, you son of a bitches, if you'd listened to us way back when fucking Trumpy was setting you up for this fucking fall. Oh, no, you don't worry. We love Trump. Donald Trump, he's got to give him a chance. He's kind of like a chance guy, you know. I'm giving him a chance. He's just like me. I'm Donald Trump. Yeah, he's just like us. Yeah, you fucking ignorant cocksuckers. How do you sit there and fucking know that what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, some of you son of bitches, you know I'm cussing you like dogs. But you can't help but listen, can you? Because you're fucking, how does it feel to sit there knowing that everything I told you was a goddamn fact? And now it's happening to you. And now you're sitting there quivering, your goddamn knees are shaking, because you ain't got no goddamn balls. You won't stand up to these motherfuckers, and these goddamn foreigners are going to take your fucking jobs away from you. Your fucking kids are going to go hungry, and theirs are going to go to school that you're going to fucking pay for. Stupid ass, coward. You long-term listeners, you know that what I'm saying is true. I told these motherfuckers. We told these motherfuckers.
Henry,
go ahead, brother.
It's so bad that even GM, because they want to hire more foreigners, are getting more, you know, to be inclusive, they're getting rid of their four-year degree requirement in order to work, you know, be an engineer or someone that designed the cars. So just think about the fucking quality control. It's just a joke.
They don't give a shit about, you know what QA for fucking Chinese goods is? Your house. You buy something from them motherfuckers, it comes defective. Well, they'll replace it. But you just did the culling, didn't you? And your time and your fucking goddamn effort, they're fucking, you know, like you're working on something and you're waiting on a part or what it might have you. Your time, fuck your time. Fuck you. You're culling goddamn fucking bad parts for the fucking Chinese. That's where these dirty son of a bitch and treasonous bastards up in fucking Washington, D.C. have us. And not just in Washington, D.C., in every state in this fucking union. They are in violation of the goddamn law. They are treasonous to a fucking fault. They need to be removed the hard way. They need to hang by their necks until they are fucking dead, and their fucking goddamn bodies need to hang there until the fucking vultures pluck the fucking goddamn meat off them and the bones fall on the street and the dogs haul them off. That's what they fucking need. So now we're going to hear, oh, God, I can just wait. Man, fuck, man, maybe somebody will come up here and cry. Any of you IT workers want to call up here and cry to me? You want to cry to me about what they're fucking doing to you? Because you knew it was coming, you just went, they'd never do it. I'm an IT worker. I'm important. You ain't shit, are ya? You're going to be replaced. You're going to train the goddamn Indian that fucking takes your goddamn job, you stupid motherfucker. And this international trade is what makes it possible. You couldn't outsource shit if it couldn't leave this country except in the form of manufactured goods. Now, could ya? You try to fucking bring it back, bring it in, then take it back out, wouldn't work. You try to bring it in, won't work. It has to be manufactured here. And it's such an easy fucking concept to fucking grasp. I mean, we're not talking about a board, we're talking about a table. We're filthy fucking rich in resource, and that fucking slut over there on the fucking British throne is fucking, she's not getting to suck enough out of us. She hates our fucking guts because you know what? I can sit here on this goddamn broadcast and I can say, you fat little fucking goddamn, I don't know, whiskey bottle up your fucking ass for fucking fun, bitch, whore, fucking lowlife cunt. That's what I think of you, English Queen Elizabeth II, I think it is, or the third. Whatever it is, I really don't give a fuck because you're nothing to me. You're just some another fucking monarch that these fucking people are so stupid. They can't get fucking rid of for some reason. It's like gum on your goddamn shoe. You outnumber them how much? And still you allow it. You don't do it. How come you haven't hung that bitch? How come you haven't hung that whole goddamn royal family? There's nobody fucking royal on this planet. You cut them up and I guarantee you they look the same as you cut up. Hey, I dropped out of this certain twat, so my fucking, I got a fucking free ride all the way down the line on the backs of the people. They get money, people, every year. The fucking British crown gets money. It's just give to them because they're the royalty. And because, like I said, the guy sitting in the shit with the cardinal's hand on his shoulder. This is the way God wants it. This is the way God wants. He wants it to be you to be licking their fucking feet of this fucking cow, of this fucking piece of shit whore. That's what you are to me, bitch. I don't fear you. I don't fear your fucking country. I fear nothing about you. I want to see your fucking ass on the gallows where it belongs. Maybe just for the fucking kids you killed up in Canada, you fucking freaks. Anyway, back to the IT employees. It employees, because that's what you're, a bunch of fucking itch. You're a bunch of fucking pussies. I know you're pussies because I called you out on this a long fucking time ago. Oh, no, they'll never touch it. My job's, they can't do my, yeah, well, by God, they're taking it. They're taking it, motherfucker. What are you going to do about it? Sit there and cry in your fucking beer. Roll over, like I said, and take it in the ass because that'd be your new fucking job. You're worthless. You were worthless then. You could have done something then. No. We have this knight in shining armor who's going to make everything okay. His name is Donald fucking J. Trump. The motherfucker hired the Polish fucking workers for $5 an hour and then fucked them on their wages. The son of a bitch who filed fucking bankruptcy on billions. 9 fucking times and walked out of it with billions. Nah, he's just like you or me. Hell, I could go right down to the bank right now and grab a bill if I wanted one. I think that's how you call it, a bill. That's how easy it is, because, so money's so fucking easy for fucking people like us to get a hold of. $1 billion, that motherfucker went bankrupt. You went bankrupt one fucking time, man. Your fucking credit's destroyed. You're shit for the longest time until you can build your credit score back up until the elitists say it's okay that you can have something instead of just butchering those motherfuckers and taking what they have, because they've taken it from you already illegitimately. It fucking belongs to you. But you gotta have fucking balls to do it. And when they send their goddamn fucking, Blackwater USA, you fucking smear them out. You wipe them out. You kill them in ways that they don't want to be, that it'll fucking give nightmares to the rest of them. And you don't gotta be nice about this. You never signed no fucking accord with any motherfucker saying you'd fight any fucking way but to win. And when you fight to fucking win. If it takes fucking goddamn ripping their fucking goddamn heads off and fucking putting them on pikes, put them on pikes. Because they're cowards anyway. See, the bottom line here, people, is the people that we need to get, the son of a bitches who are causing this, have put themselves somehow out of reach of us. Or either that, or we can reach them, and we won't. Now, if there's anything about that goddamn Georgia Guidestones thing, what, they got one flash or something? Now, if this did happen, if this was just a fucking American national saying, fuck these cocksuckers, that guy, you know what he did? He fucking figured out how their security system worked, and he beat it. He blew their fucking goddamn thing up. Son of a bitch. But I have to keep looking at it the other way, because I know that the fucking, what's getting ready to go down is a lot of fucking dying across this planet. 60,000 people. Yeah, go ahead.
It seems like that was an inside job. They cleared it and destroyed all the evidence just like they did 9/11. I've been there twice, actually, and it's extremely surveilled. There's cameras fucking everywhere. So if somebody did something like that, they would have known.
Well,
it seems like it was just an inside job.
But the thing was, everybody's fucking afraid of these cameras and the surveillance. There is a central place that those fuckers are operated. I mean, are your own people so scared that just like right here in China, hey, does anybody want to tell me where the fucking place is where they run the fucking security here in Chiloquin is? Does anybody want to tell me how it operates? Because I'd like to know. I want to know exactly how. I'm paying for it. I want to know how the son of a bitch operates. I want to know where the fucking goddamn screens are. I want to know who the watchers are. I want to know who thinks they can fucking watch me. And I want to find out their name. And then when they confront me on the street, I'm going to pound the fucking dog shit out of them saying, did you see that? I just pounded your fucking face into the goddamn pavement. Did you see that, motherfucker? Were you looking up my ass on that one? Because that's what they get, because there is no fucking law. We have no redress to our grievance. None. These are the goddamn Queen's courts. And the Queen's, hey Queen, get your fucking courts out of here, bitch. Because they're going to cause you to get fucking hung. And the people, it might take the people up in Canada a little while longer to figure this fucking thing out. It ain't going to be papered. It ain't going to be papered out of existence. It's going to be lead, fucking powder, and fucking guns, that fucking in blood, that fucking makes it happen. Because that's all these son of a bitches know. We set down the law for our sovereign country. They said, fucking shove your law. They violated it. That means we enforce it or we fucking surrender it. I will not fucking surrender the fucking Bill of Rights to no motherfucker. In the beginning, they did not want it. They made it clear. So also fucking clear how they did not want it. Wonder why they didn't want it. Because it gives us the authority to fucking kill them if they try to fucking enslave us. That's why. And now you got to sit here and you do hear about the Bill of Rights every day and the most important fucking document. I mean, you hear about that goddamn son of a bitch in Declaration of Independence when they hijacked, straight up fucking hijacked. Go look it up and read it. Hijacked the goddamn uprising of the people for their fucking rights. They hijacked it so that they could all become corporate lords. And they did it in concert with the goddamn British. Every one of them was in it with the fucking British. It was a fucking act just like what we're fucking experiencing today. I got a goddamn article talking about here where they, you know, where they passed the law where they could use this fucking propaganda on our people. And we let them fucking do it. Just like taking the goddamn moratorium off of fucking exports of fucking crude oil out of this country. Hey, shouldn't we all have a fucking say in that? Or just four motherfucking goddamn Masons sit down and fucking did that? Who did that? I want to know who fucking signed the fucking papers. I want to know why I'm paying $5 a gallon for gas. I want to know who's responsible. Because I'm going after that motherfucker. Because he did not do it through the fucking due process of the fucking law. I was not afforded even goddamn any cursory thought of due process of the fucking law. I'll lift your fucking hair for that, son of a bitch. Enjoy doing it. Yeah, I sit and I watch this day by day. People going down, up and down the fuck, paying that kind of fucking God, oh fucking mighty. And I say, what has happened to my fucking people? Back in the 70s, I'll tell you what, the people fucking, well, they didn't have that surveillance. That's why I keep coming back to that surveillance. Find out how that son of a bitch works. We built it. Our people built it. Those motherfuckers didn't build it. They don't build shit. They go to business school. They learn how to lie. They learn how to steal. And in the meantime, they learn how to pedophile little children because that's their fucking entertainment. We built it. We break it. You got it? I like they talking yesterday. They're thinking, oh, it could be this widespread blackout. If only. Then what are you going to fucking do? Huh? There ain't going to be no goddamn pictures, are there? You ain't going to be able to watch what everybody's doing. That's why they have to have this nationwide fucking surveillance. Because they don't have shit to match us in goddamn people. This is so that they can allocate the resources that they have strategically. Because they know that fucking if all the people bust loose at once, they better just fucking run for the ocean and go ahead and jump in themselves. Because they ain't got a goddamn snowball's chance in hell of doing anything but dying. But when will we fucking find ourselves? When will we find our courage? When? You IT workers, now it's you're up to bat, guys. While everybody else was getting fucked by that H-1 visa, you were like, oh, well, Trump, he's got it, man, Trump, he's Trump. It's because I'm my paycheck, man, I'm an IT worker, man. I'm going to get you. Yeah, you're fucked now, aren't you? And you're a fucking goddamn weenie just began to fucking on top of it all. Weenie, dickwad, we fucking warned you. You wouldn't stand with your own fucking people because you thought you were special. Well, now they're coming for your fucking job, buddy. You can start selling your fucking houses. You can start, you can get into your goddamn savings account to try to keep your fucking houses until the savings account's gone. And then you can fucking try, you know, wait until they fucking evict your fucking ass out. Then you can go out to that nice big RV that you fucking own and take it, and it'll last as long as the fucking license does. And then they'll take that son of a bitch from you too. See, you were fucked. And people tried to tell you were fucked. God damn it, if one of us is fucked, we're all fucked. That's what it's supposed to be here. That's why we're supposed to stand together and still be individuals. Because if they fucking take the rights of one of us, they've taken the rights of all of us, you stupid son of a bitches. So enjoy your fucking God. As it's happening, I want you to think about me. And I know a lot of you fucking were there back when fucking Trump was running. I told you this is exactly what that cocksucker was up to. That your IT jobs were not secure like he told you they were. You were not secure like the lying cocksucker told you you were. It just wasn't your time yet. See, they take you down, they cut it down here, they cut it down there. Pretty soon, everybody, man, would you take this gun for a loaf of bread? Wait a minute, you got a loaf of bread, I got a gun. Give me the fucking loaf of bread, or I'll blow your goddamn head off. Maybe I'll do it anyway, you son of a bitch. How'd you get that loaf of bread? Keep ignoring it. Yeah, I'll tell you what, this is something you're not going to ignore your way out of. This is the chickens are coming home to roost. And I mean, the goddamn thing you can do is either stand up and be a man and fight, or lay down and be a fucking pussy and let them put a bullet in your fucking sorry ass fucking head that is worthless to the rest of us any fucking how. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I am your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Chris Stapleton with Arkansas. You remember the old days? You used to go, a bunch of you, when you're young, jump in a car and go for a road trip and fucking actually have some goddamn fucking fun. You know, there was always that rear, that light, that blue light that could appear in your blue rear view mirror. But man, fucking try having any kind of goddamn fun now. Test it. Anyway, enough of this Florida fucking company. You're going to lay your ass, IT asses off. You got that? They're taking your fucking jobs. The fucking Indians are going to have your fucking job because this is their goddamn country, by God. And we're here to fucking make fortunes for the fucking Indians. We're here to make better lives for the Indians and the Ukrainians and the fucking goddamn Jews. That's what we're here for, people. That's what we have this fucking country for. It's not for freedom and liberty. It's for fucking other cocksuckers from around the world to benefit from. As we're getting fucked by these pricks. Now let's just keep on rolling here. We got that established. Americans are resorting to microloans to buy gas and groceries while these motherfuckers are exporting your fucking job. See, they work so long to get you into that job fucking mindset. We're not supposed to be fucking working for people. American nationals own this goddamn country. We are supposed to be the entrepreneurs that fucking, access the fucking debt-free currency and exploit our fucking resources and live a good fucking life. That's what we're supposed to be. But for so many years, man, it got down. I mean, at the point when I was probably about 18, 17, 18, 19 years old like that, it was like, I can get job. I'll give you a job, you fucking dickweed. You fucking stupid son of a bitch. You just took it because it was easier. A scrap from the fucking table you took. Your fucking table. And it wasn't easier because goddamn it, if it was run by anybody but the fucking International Masonic Lodges, you could have fucking accessed that goddamn currency that should have been there. And you could have fucking had everything you want. I mean, you could have been happy. But we can't fucking have that, can we? So here we are, man, microloans for fucking to get, I mean, and they talking here about people getting in their savings. What fucking savings? That's what gets me. You know, it ain't been 3 or 4 months ago, or maybe 5 months ago, and they're talking about how there's a negative saving. Nobody's saving no fucking money. You can't save no goddamn money in this country. Are you fucking kidding me? It's horse shit. And when they mention it, this is the gateway pundit. Yeah. Who is the fucking, who is the fucking old propagandist fucking running your fucking show, Gateway Pundit? This is sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. With inflation at 41-year high, gas at record prices, and the cost of food and housing reaching record levels, Americans are looking for alternative methods for staying afloat as their resources are dwindling. Alternative reason, go borrow from the fucking same Jew that just stole your fucking house, you stupid brick, instead of killing the son of a bitch. Federal Reserve. Yes, sir.
I heard a son talking to his father on the radio a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
He said he got paid on Friday and he was broke on Monday.
Well, hell yes. And people, I mean, all around me, I see people, everybody's fucking working their ass off. People, I mean, you don't have no time for enjoyment of your life any fucking more. You are working your fucking ass off. You have to. But then you turn around, like you said, in fact, you're broke for the, well, maybe you can figure out why. Maybe you can figure out who's fucking, I mean, it's like a song that was one that Galen had put up, working hard all day for half my pay. That's because that job thing. Fuck that job thing. We weren't meant to be workers. We were not meant to be a human resource. This goddamn country belongs to us lock, stock, and barrel. And then we take back everything that's been stolen. And we take what's ours. We could take a 100-year fucking vacation and live like Saudi kings every inch of the fucking way. That's how much they have stolen from us. That's just a theft. And still we sit there, they're stealing. I mean, I got another, $1.5 billion fucking more. $1.5 billion more today to Ukraine because of Ukraine, why in the fuck are we sending money to Ukraine? Somebody tell me. Oh, that because that's why the Biden crime family divides up the fucking money that they have stolen for the international corporate mafia, just like fucking Donald Trump stole $3.2 trillion from the people and handed it over to the motherfuckers who had fucking exported their goddamn factories out of this country to China and then kept all the used our resources, by the way, and then kept all the profits offshore until good old Trumpy came in and took care of that too, didn't he? You and you people are going to figure out it ain't fucking white against black, old against young. It's fucking rich against the poor. There's 1% of these son of a bitches who think they have a right to own us. And we're either going to wipe them out or we're going to let 1% of fucking a bunch of fucking spineless pussies own us. What's it going to be? Americans are looking for alternatives. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. So job for fucking work, I have to be in gas stations all the time getting receipts for things.
Uh-huh.
And I'm seeing people all day, every day. Can I get $5 on pump one? Can I get $6 on pump
Jesus.
Two? Which that's only a gallon of fucking gas.
It ain't even a gallon. About a gallon.
Yeah.
It's not quite a gallon here.
And you can see it on their faces that they're just fucking demoralized and broken.
Yeah, but they're going for apathy. The people in the past in the 70s, they weren't apathetic. They got fucking mean. Yeah. They got so fucking mean that they got them goddamn prices down forthwith. Because I tell you, we bust loose, we'll fucking rip these motherfuckers to pieces. How would you like to come to work tomorrow and there ain't no gas station there, period? I ain't getting none, you ain't getting none, I guess none of us are getting none. And how much did that cost you of what you made yesterday, you son of a bitch? Until we take that fucking attitude, we ain't going to get shit.
All I'm seeing is broken people, broken spirits.
But then they aren't Americans. Because, I mean, I'm facing the same fucking thing myself, and I'm not broken. I am fucking sizzling pissed. I am ready to fucking go to war. But, goddamn, the thing is, I'm not going to I ain't going to play the game I played for fucking 30 years. While these motherfuckers were pretending that they were goddamn patriots. When you step up to do the fucking fight and you look around and say, hell man, I'm standing the fucking alone. I'm not going to be left standing alone. There are plenty of people in this country that are plenty fucking pissed. And I've told this to someone just the other day. They try, well, nobody, you don't know every fucking body. You go get your fucking ass out the door, go down and you talk to every son of a bitch in this country, then you come back and report what everybody fucking thinks. Don't tell me what you found on a fucking opinion poll of 1,000 goddamn fucking, deadheaded fucking Democrats and fucking retarded Republicans. I really don't give a monk's fuck. The people I hang with ain't fucking cool with this, and we're gonna fuck you up. Anyhow, how demoralized? Fucking fight or flight. I guess it's flight in the United States, in the land of the free and the home of the brave. I want to know where the home of the brave is. I keep seeing people, you know, like you call them, I believe every word you said. And I believe you've seen the apathy on their fucking face, but they're a bunch of fucking cunts. They don't, see, that was the problem. 3% of the fucking people fought to get this goddamn country, and they fought an ugly fucking war. I mean, not a very uncomfortable, you know, being out in like in Valley Forge and shit like that, where you're fucking freezing to fucking death with goddamn rags wrapped around your feet, eating fucking pumpkin rims and shit to stay alive. Now they could not subvert a people like that, that strong. It's the people have turned into fucking candy asses. I mean, just like that person the other day I told you on the fucking, comment line. Why won't the government go and help and give these people that and give these people that and give homes to the veterans and stuff? You fucking worthless fucking socialist pig son of a bitch. It already belongs to you. Nobody in this country, no American national should be fucking poor, period. I don't give a fuck who they are, what color they are, how old they are, what gender they are. They should not be fucking poor. It's the richest country on planet Earth. That means how much fucking stealing is going on. We told you from the first fucking broadcast of this program, there are billions of dollars worth of fucking your natural resources, your fucking raw resources, going out your ports right fucking now. That's the wealth of your fucking, that's real wealth. That ain't this funny money. That ain't this goddamn fiat fucking debt dollar. That's real fucking resource. And every day, we're coming up on 12 years now. Every day, it's been going out that same fucking port. And one time, the fucking occupiers, they shut down a port in Seattle. And boy, you've seen some fucking action then. And if you people are just looking for a fucking, to fucking take this fight to the next fucking level, shut down the ports. It's real fucking simple. All they want is everything we have. We shut down the fucking ports to tell like California, fuck off California. The fuck you gonna do about it? We'll blow your asses up. You wanna fight? We'll fight your fucking asses. We'll fight you fucking faggots. You fucking transvestites. We'll bury your fucking asses. You are in violation of our law. And you're gonna come back into compliance or you're gonna fucking hang. One of the fucking two. And even if you do come back into compliance, if you have fucking done things in the past, if you have supported this motherfucking goddamn Jew, fucking Zionist pig Jew, fucking occupation, you're gonna fucking hang by your fucking neck until you are dead. It's that goddamn simple. You said, I want you just to sit there all day, just like the goofy asses in that goddamn IT, fucking thing. Like they did back when we were telling them what was gonna happen to their fucking asses under goddamn Trump. He was coming after the middle class jobs. We told them that. And they sat there, again, it ain't gonna happen to me. Amy, I'm smarter than the rest of you. See, that's why I'm IT. Yeah, you fucker. You're getting ready to have to teach a fucking goddamn Indian your fucking job, and you're gonna take a job getting butt fucked because that's all you're any good for. Oh, let's see what we go here. Cost of food. Federal Reserve Economic Data, FRED, they call it, said in May that Americans had just 5.4% of their paychecks left after paying basic living expenses, leaving very little for savings. God damn, this was like this was national for a month. There are no savings. There never was. What the fuck are you even bringing that up? Who is this son of a bitch? Gateway Pundit? Who's your fucking communist fucking goddamn shill that's telling you to write this shit? Savings, my fucking ball sack. Very little for savings. This amount is known as the National Personal Savings Rate. There ain't one! Nobody's got no goddamn money to save. You're either a fucking filthy ass fucking thieving son of a bitch from the top 10% up to the 1% who are the lowest life in this fucking planet, or you ain't got shit. You're living paycheck to paycheck. And you're an employee in a country you own. You fucking fools. Personal savings rate. Fuck you. The drop in savings, fuck, there are no savings. You shut that fucking shit up. Who is this Gateway Pundit? I wonder who owns that son of a bitch. You're a fucking cunt. You're a fucking shill. You're a fucking piece of shit that needs a dog shit beat out of him. There are no fucking savings in this goddamn country, and you know it. You're playing into their hand. Is this why you're not blocked on fucking, on fucking Facebook, like From the Trench? You can't even write FTT From the Trenches and post it on fucking, on Facebook. The day we fucking put that man Damas up, man, you can go look at the graph. Boom. Nothing. You weren't allowed to say From the Trenches worldreport.com on their fucking goddamn thing. On their platform. You couldn't just say, From the Trenches worldreport.com. You couldn't say it. Because we told the fucking truth, and we're not backing down. And we're not going to fucking put out a piss-poor article like this and saying there's savings in this goddamn country when the people fucking know better. We're not going to do that, Gateway Pundit. I know that you got to take it up the ass a little bit because you got to have that fucking mammon so you can say you're a big operation. You're nothing. You are shit beneath our feet. You fucking traitors. Primary due recording setting inflation, which is, okay, personal savings. Fuck you. Most Americans have to dip into savings to cover, what fucking savings? Again, you people don't remember? And it was it 4 or 5 months ago when they had the thing out and said that fucking, that nobody, that the savings rate was down to like fucking 5 or 10%. The filthy rich had already had all the fucking money. That people had no fucking savings. What do you mean dipping into their savings? What fucking savings? Savings to cover increased food, gas, and energy bills. But after more than a year of rising prices, stagnant wages, and shrinking savings accounts, no savings accounts! You lying cocksuckers! You got that Gateway pundit? You're lying cocksuckers! You're trying to fucking smooth this over. There are no savings accounts, and you fucking know it. We're straight ass up fucking goddamn broke, and we're being looted right now. And you're going to be this, you'll suck a little dick. Maybe you say, I only sucked a little dick. Well, just a little dick makes you a cocksucker, doesn't it? Americans are looking at alternative methods to try or to pay for basics. According to Bloomberg, a Swedish vintage company, Klarna Bank has seen a mass of applications for staples such as food and fucking gas. When you go start borrowing money for food and fucking gas, and then in the same day you hear Henry talk about your fucking IT workers going out the door, the outsourcing through the H-1B-1 visas. None of this shit has been a fucking approved by the people. This is not by our consent. This is in fucking opposition to our fucking consent. We have the right to go and shoot and hang these motherfuckers until our goddamn arms are tired from doing it. We have the right by law. They don't own this goddamn country. They don't fucking own us. And they sure as hell cannot fucking remove our fucking law that protects our freedom and our liberty and our property. Just can't do it. Loans that allow people to make purchases when they are short on cash. Shit. Klarna makes money by charging retailers a small per transaction fee. That would be within a month that you'll be charging that fucking fee. Yeah, you goddamn people just sit here and just let them. You fucking sit there and let a fucking steamroller roll over you. When all you'd have to do is just get off your dead fucking ass and walk out of the way. I swear to God you would. You have such a massive fucking strength, and you fucking will not fucking use it. Well, I don't know what happened. Well, you know, when you consider that it was only 3% that fucking stood up to the fucking British, I guess we should have thrown every pussy motherfucker that didn't out of this goddamn country, shouldn't we? Because there's too many fucking compliers. There's too many rollovers and take it in the assers. There's too many fucking goddamn traitors among us. I'm against it, but I got to go do it. I just like the shot. That's my job. How about you go and you say, I ain't taking that son of a bitch. You cost me my job. I'll cost you your fucking life. That's what your grandfather would have did. And that's why they didn't fuck with him. And that goes back to the fucking very beginning, like I was talking about just a little while ago. You go back to those boys in fucking 1775 through 1780. And you go 81 or whatever, 82. You go look at those motherfuckers. How did they kick ass? Why did they kick ass? Why? Because they were some mean motherfucking tough son of a bitches. And they didn't roll over and take it in the fucking ass by any goddamn faggot ass motherfucker coming down the road. They'd walk fucking 10 miles with fucking rags around their feet to stick a fucking pike in a fucking German mercenary. They had balls. That's why they weren't fucked with, and that's why, you know, actually, the Americans there for a while, after we had our fucking lie about communism, you know, where we had 50,000 people killed in fucking Korea, or 30,000 in Korea, and 50,000 killed in Vietnam. While my brother was in fucking Vietnam, killing communists for a living, the goddamn Communist Party was alive and well and working out of Chicago, Illinois, the Communist Party in America. Now you fucking explain that to me, and if that isn't fucking treason.
How could you let it be? See, everybody goes, well, everybody has a right to it. You know, you talk about communism. No, you can't. You cannot talk about communism because this country is a republic. Well, see, there you go again. I got no goddamn legs to stand on because there is no goddamn constitution. There never was. But theoretically, this is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. And goddamn communism is collectivism. Just like fascism is collectivism. It is collective power at the fucking top, and everybody else is a pissant peon. But at the same time, like I said, my brothers in fucking Vietnam shooting fucking communists for a goddamn living. Back here at home, the goddamn communist goddamn parties, they have a goddamn headquarters in Chicago. How stupid were our fucking fathers? But then again, they were getting some pretty good scraps off that table. Now they're taking the scraps away, guys. You IT workers, you wait till you see up. Wait till you belly crawl up and beg for that fucking head, fish head and that fucking ball of rice. I want to see it. I'm going to laugh at your fucking, I'll walk right up and laugh at you and spit on you. Because you do not, I do not fear you in any way. What's the fucking fear? What are you going to do about it? You let a bunch of fucking pussy-ass communists take your shit from you, you fucking cunts. Anyways, I guess I'm done enough swearing today, so we'll call her a day for today, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, hey, IT workers, fucking told you so, huh? Now get ready to become somebody's bitch, because that's what's fixing to happen to you. And that is The Word from the Trenches.